You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it's time for turkey stuffing and other holiday staples, and practicing good food safety around the holidays means safeguarding friends and family from nasty viruses and bacteria. We'll get some tips in just a bit. First, it's the time of year when we become increasingly conscious of lower temperatures, shorter days, and an overall lack of sunlight. It's also the time of year when doctors in Wisconsin start to see cases of seasonal affective disorder, nicknamed SAD. It's a form of depression that's triggered by a lack of light, and while we can't do much to change the amount of sunlight there is in Wisconsin, we can do some things to manage seasonal depression. Dr. Mark Kalin is a psychiatrist and faculty at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Kalin, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you so much.
So what are some of the telltale signs of seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah, so seasonal affective disorder, it's a form of depression that is, like you said, due to the shortening of the days. And as we live in Wisconsin, we're particularly vulnerable here as we're in the northern latitude. So, you know, the closer you are to the equator, the less likely this sort of occurs. And, you know, as you alluded to before, as the days get short, it gets darker and the sunlight is less intense. And this can trigger sort of the emergence of sort of this disorder or these sort of symptoms. So up to a quarter of people probably have some of these symptoms that I'll discuss here. And it's probably a somewhat normal response to the shortening of the days. And this is not really actually the disorder. So some of these symptoms might be like decreased energy, feeling tired, fatigued, sad mood, and maybe eating more than usual. And then oftentimes they can get a little more severe, and that's when you can have all these symptoms together and maybe even have thoughts of suicide. So,
yeah, how do we know when we've crossed the line from that sort of, we've all had that, I feel low energy, it's dark and gloomy, and the day is short, versus a clinical problem where you think, maybe we need to do something here?
Sure. So, you know, usually when people start to lose the ability to sort of do their day-to-day things, sort of like functioning, so like getting out of bed, going to work, taking care of the kids, things of that nature, that's when you sort of start to worry. Or, of course, if they had any sort of thoughts and wanted to harm themselves or harm anybody else, that's definitely a warning sign.
So some of the same warnings you might think of for non-seasonal depression, is that right?
That's right. So it is sort of a form of depression, basically, yeah.
So what's going on with seasonal affective disorder? What is it about the lack of sunlight that leads to these symptoms?
That's a good question, and nobody really understands it very well. I mean, one of the ideas it has to do with a hormone called melatonin in the brain, which sort of helps regulate the wake-sleep cycle. Another idea is it has to do with low serotonin levels, which I think most people know has to do with depression.
Talking to Dr. Mark Kalin from the UW School of Medicine and Public Health about seasonal affective disorder. And Dr. Kalin, we don't just have to suffer through it. As I understand it, there are some treatments that can really make a difference. What kind of things can people do?
So there's some things that people can do at home if they're just kind of feeling sluggish and they don't have some of the more serious warning signs that we just talked about, such as like something called light therapy. And you can buy like a light box is basically what they are like on Amazon or any of these sort of places online. And basically it's a special light that it's very high intensity. It's a very bright light, and they say it's got to be at least 10,000 lux, which is how they measure the intensity. And then the idea is that every day, you know, first thing in the morning, you put the light box, you know, a couple feet from your face, and you sort of stare into it for about 30 minutes. The light is supposed to be strong enough that it can sort of penetrate the eyes and the retina. So to sort of, you know, maybe work with that melatonin hormone. So that's one of the easier ways to do it, and it's actually one of the best ways to treat it. Other things that, you know, patients that I've treated that have liked, also sort of something called dawn simulation. And some people tend to like this more because it's sort of less doing, basically, if that makes sense. So dawn simulation is also a form of light therapy, and it's usually administered in sort of the final 30 minutes or hour of sleep. So it's basically a light that sort of is on a timer and turns on, and it sort of simulates the sun rising. And so the light gets gradually more and more intense as you wake up, and then by the time you sort of wake up, it's supposed to be at its highest intensity.
One nice thing about both of those, I imagine there's not a lot of worry about side effects, negative side effects from either of those light treatments.
So there aren't. The only side effect that I hear sometimes from some of my patients that I've treated is that with the light box, if you're doing it later on in the daytime, that can sort of dysregulate your sleep cycle a little bit, and sometimes it can activate people is what we call it. So maybe increase their energy more than usual. Then they may have a harder time falling asleep later on at night. That's why the timing is really important to do it sort of first thing in the morning.
And for people who don't have, you know, a clinical level problem with seasonal affective disorder, again, that person who just maybe feels a little low energy, this is still something, the light box or that dawn therapy, these are things that they might benefit from?
Absolutely.
Now, how about those the other group of people we talked about where it's becoming a serious problem? It's debilitating for their daily lives. What
Sure.
kind of treatment should they be looking at?
Yeah, so, you know, if you feel that, you know, it's getting difficult, you're not able to sort of function and do your normal day-to-day things or go to work or not even be able to get out of bed, then, yeah, that's when you definitely want to see, you know, tell your doctor right away, whether it's a psychiatrist or a counselor, or your primary care doctor to get in to see somebody. And in those cases, we treat it very similar just to like severe depression. And, you know, still the treatment of choice is the light therapy, but we'll also maybe use psychotherapy as well as sort of antidepressant medications.
I imagine this could be hard for people to self-diagnose or maybe even for a physician to diagnose because the days get shorter slowly, and this probably creeps up on people really slowly.
It is, and it's one of the reasons why education about it is so important.
And talk about how you mentioned earlier about how common it is, but for a serious clinical problem with seasonal affective disorder, how common is that?
It's very common. So I actually work on the inpatient side, so I tend to see people that are suffering more and often have thoughts of suicide sometimes. So it's very common. We see it daily, especially at this time of the year, basically, yeah. So it's pretty interesting that it just sort of switches over pretty quickly as the days get shorter.
I've seen suggestions that diet and exercise can make a difference, maybe not as the only therapy, but as something that's going to help along the other stuff you're doing.
So exercise is really important, especially getting outside and doing exercise, whether it's a walk or going for a jog or something like that. And then the other thing I didn't mention is sleep hygiene also is really, really important. This is just sort of, you know, not having your cell phone out before you go to bed, not doing too much screen time before you go to bed, trying to go to bed at the same time every night and wake up at the same time. These are some basic sleep hygiene tips.
Yeah, and you mentioned getting outside. Is that, I know we're not getting as much of the direct sunlight even when we're outside, but is that something that makes a difference?
Absolutely.
And then with diet, I think a lot of people, well, I'll speak for myself here, reach for comfort food of one sort or another. And comfort food is not always the same as healthy food. How about diet when we're experiencing seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah, I think diet is always can be helpful. And it's also important because it's another warning sign. So if you notice you're losing weight or gaining a lot of weight, then that's also, you know, an indication that something is going on and it needs to be followed up by a doctor.
And again, before we're done, since this is something that can kind of creep up and you might not notice it, is there something people can watch for in a friend or family member?
Yeah, I mean, if you notice a mood change, if they, you know, they're feeling more sad than usual, or if they're feeling irritable, then you can definitely have that conversation with them and ask them and see if it is sort of a pattern. And usually people know. They say, you know what, you're right. I do sort of tend to feel sort of down this time of the year, and then they can sort of remember it sort of annually.
Dr. Kalin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Mark Kalin is a psychiatrist and faculty at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He joined us to talk about seasonal affective disorder and what you can do to deal with seasonal depression.